app to home decor and more. Order between November 1st and 20th to get a 20% discount off your holiday order plus free shipping. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code HOLIDAY.
Head to B-Dubs for new classics like the Cheese Curd Bacon Burger and the Buffalo Blue Burger with juicy smashed patties and fresh toppings. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the radio. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
The DJ of the future is going to be a respected member of the community.
Well, it's about time.
If I never have a cent, I'll be rich and
disrespect us for far too long.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
I don't know what I was thinking, but I got up and I turn on the news right away. It's like I thought I'd wake up and by noon I'd know who won or something. We're not going to know for what?
I don't think we're going to know for quite a while.
Man, what year was it? Was it the last election or was it 8 years ago where they didn't have the actual results to December 12th? Do you remember that?
That was Gore Bush.
That was Gore Bush. That was a hanging chance.
Like a month later.
2004?
But there was another... There was another election, maybe it was 2008, with Obama and who was he running against?
Romney.
Idiot. Obama and Romney, and they didn't have the results until the next morning.
That was 2012.
That was 2012.
Obama, idiot. Romney.
Oh, okay.
Idiot.
Was it McCain the first one?
Yeah.
McCain Palin.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
And I saw her last night, let me tell you something. Still looking fine. She still. If she wouldn't speak, you know, I mean, seriously, she's good looking.
Did you see the Saturday Night Live election special they had on last night?
No, you know what? I forgot to even mention to people yesterday that it was going to be on, and I forgot to watch it. But I was because I was afraid it would just be a bunch of repeats of their debate skits, like Alec Baldwin, and
basically it was,
and repeats of when they had Palin come in and Hillary. And
it was all this year. Yeah, it was all this year.
So was there any live new stuff for just last night?
No.
Yeah, so no. It was just clips.
Yeah, it was the one with Tom Hanks, and then
I don't like it when they do that. When they act like it's a special. It's really not. It's just repeats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like that. They should have talked to me before they did that, and I told them I didn't want them to do it.
Was that the Jeopardy one with Tom Hanks?
Well, Black Jeopardy?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, that was hysterical.
That was very funny, where Tom Hanks played the Trump supporter.
He was the old
Did you see that one?
Can I tell you that I can't explain why... It's not that I don't like Tom Hanks. What's not to like? He's likable. I don't know. He's not in my top 10 actors for some reason. He's almost too dependable. Does that make sense? It's like I can't explain it. He's just,
well, it's like why a lot of people around baseball that are not Cardinal fans don't like the Cardinals, because
he's just so good all the time.
He's not that good. He's just Tom Hanks. Everything he's in is Tom Hanks. I don't care if he's playing the guy that the Somalians got on the boat,
Captain Phillips.
Phillips or
Sully.
Yeah, it's still Tom.
He picks roles that he's
safe.
Just suited for. Yeah, just. Road to Perdition was good. I liked that.
Oh,
that
yeah.
I hate to see
remember
it again.
He was where he played the hitman?
That was kind of a different. That was really good.
But he wasn't believable as the guy chasing Leonardo DiCaprio. Catch Me If You Can.
Oh,
he wasn't
really
believable to me as an FBI agent.
Oh,
no.
I could see him as somebody who's just used to working in a. You know, he worked in check fraud, so he was just essentially a desk. a desk guy, no, and then he had to chase this guy around the country.
I'll give you a horrible Tom Hanks movie. That one where he's the FedEx plane crashes and he's on an island with a soccer ball.
Oh, Castaway. I've never seen that.
Oh,
really? I liked it.
No, well, of course you did, Dan. You like everything. You like it.
Once I heard about it, I really don't want to watch a whole movie just one person talking.
No.
The whole time. And you hear the story and you hear, oh, there was a volleyball that he painted.
Mm-hmm. And he talked to it. And that was it.
And then Wilson.
Was he the one, too, at the terminal? The guy who lived at the airport?
Yes, he was. Now, I didn't like that one.
I didn't like it either.
No, that was a dumb
movie. Tom, if you're listening, spice it up a little bit. Okay?
Yeah, and that was called Terminal, I think, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Now I will give him this. Philadelphia. Did you ever see it?
That one I did not see.
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, I know.
There's an acting job where he's dying of AIDS. A true story.
Right.
Yeah, that was that's where he stretched a little bit and was actually an actor. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon on this election day. What we're going to do is not talk about that at all. I'm going to tell a couple of bonus jokes today. I thought, what can I do after all of this, venom and vitriol and hate and anger and yelling? We'll just tell a couple extra jokes today. We'll wind up this whole election thing with a couple of funny jokes. And then the question is, well, which jokes do you tell? And what I decided to do is, I'm going to tell what, now listen, before you email me, here's the way I'm posturing this. I'm going to tell what used to be a Pollock joke, okay? I'm changing it today to make it a Polish guy.
A Polish guy?
Yeah, I just think, because I think what was offensive was the word Pollock.
That was it.
That actually was more offensive than having a Polish guy in the joke. I'm not kidding. Because no blonde that I know of has ever been upset over a blonde joke. No Irishman that I know of, not only have they not been upset about drinking jokes, they like it.
And there was a defenseman that played with the Blues for a number of years, Roman Pollock. And that was his name.
Man, I think he took some teasing at school.
Oh, well, I don't know. He's not from this country.
Half of the great, and I'm going to say because this is what we called him, half the great Pollock jokes I ever heard were from a guy in the radio business at another station, and Dan would know his name, very Polish name. He told me some of the best Polish jokes, or as we call them, Pollock jokes, and he would say, got another Pollock joke for you. And he could do it because, you know, he was Polish. So I will kick the show off with this this joke that it's old. And when I was a kid, if you wanted to tell a joke about some dumb guy, it was the little moron. They were called little moron jokes. Little moron goes into the drugstore, and he only has 50 cents. Okay, I don't know why.
Yeah, we never told little moron jokes.
Yeah, that was it. That was the big thing. And then they were replaced by Pollock jokes. So they were little moron jokes. Then they were Pollock. And somebody is going to email me, I can't believe you said Pollock. Yes, I did. Okay, I'm trying to make a point and tell a story. Get over it.
What about FM DJ?
We created that.
Yeah.
We did that as a way to tell what used to be Polish jokes,
mm-hmm.
which made them FM DJs, or blonde jokes, turn them into FM DJs. When we were on FM, they were AM DJs.
Yeah.
And when we go back to FM, they'll be AM DJs again.
Yeah.
They'll be the bad guys, the dumb guys. So I'm going to tell this the way it was originally told. And if you're upset by it, then you're part of what's wrong in the country right now. You're just too sensitive. It's a joke. So a guy walks up to a clerk in the store and he says, "Hey, what aisle would I find the Polish sausage?" And a clerk says, "Are you Polish?" And the guy says, "Well, yeah. But let me ask you something. If I'd said, where's the Italian sausage? Would you have said, are you Italian? I don't think so. If I'd said, hey, where's the bratwurst? Or where's the Braunschweiger? Would you have said, oh, are you German? If I'd said, where do you have kosher hot dogs? Would you go, oh, are you Jewish? Or what about this? What if I'd said, where would the frozen tacos be? Would you have said to me, oh, are you Mexican? No, you wouldn't, would you? And the clerk said, no. He says, well, what about this? What if I said, hey, Irish whiskey, where's the Irish whiskey? Would you have said, are you Irish? No. No, you wouldn't. He says, no, the clerk says, I wouldn't. He says, well, then why, when I asked for Polish sausage, did you ask if I was Polish? The clerk says, because this is Home Depot. See? And we used to have a bunch of those. But then we had to stop telling them because somebody got upset. Election day is finally here. Thank goodness. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Well, I was hoping you would, and I'm hoping the callers have something to say. And Colin Jeffrey's not going to leave us today for this election coverage, is he?
No.
No, he will still be in.
Okay, good.
He's going to be here for quite a while.
I like that. Oh, I got a great story to tell you. Hang on. I got to make a note. You just reminded me when you said he's going to be here a while. It's something that I did at a station where I worked on election day in 1972. Hang on. I'm making a note or I'll forget it because I forget stuff. Election day. Thank you so much for reminding. This is a great story. Great radio story. Does anybody... I'm glad he's going to be here because I like the entertainment segment on Tuesday. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much,
You're
Frank.
Welcome.
My daughter, Alyssa, was looking so forward.
You have a... Congratulations.
Yeah,
man.
Thanks.
Wow.
Thanks.
All right. So I didn't even know
how many pounds
Sandy was pregnant.
No. No, she was... you know what? I don't remember how big she was when she was born.
I hope she's not listening.
Oh, she's not a newborn.
She might... No, no,
you've
no.
You've got a daughter that's already older.
Yeah, she'll be 20 next month.
Whoa. Never mentioned her.
Ooh. On December 6th.
Never mentioned her. You wouldn't mention her to your friends.
Yeah.
Actually, Saint... what the heck's the...
Oh, and can I just say... Since
Saint Nicholas Day.
Did you just ask him how much does she weigh?
Yes.
Here's one of the other differences between men and women. If you ask my wife...
Yeah.
No, if you ask my wife what our kids weighed, she well, of course, she gave birth, so I guess that's kind of a big deal.
Imprinted more on her memory.
Yeah, she could tell you pounds, ounces of each one. I couldn't tell you what any of the three of our kids weighed.
No.
It would be a wild guess. I have no idea.
Not unless one of them was like 10 pounds or more.
Well, if we pushed one out, I don't care how much it weighed, we'd probably know.
Yeah, I think so.
Peon's right. There makes more of an impression when you're popping it out.
Weighed 14 pounds, and the circumference of the head and shoulders were, you would know all of that if you were
no,
a woman.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't know the circumference of the head. That's what you
I'm just saying.
It was stupid. But it sounded stupid.
Yeah, okay. Well.
I'm going to do you a favor. Edit it out, Peon.
Okay.
All right. And now let's pick it up here. 3, 2, 1. Here's Dan Strauss, everybody.
Oh, thank you so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
My daughter, Alyssa.
You have a daughter?
Yeah,
what?
I do. did we edit that part?
Yeah,
we're
picking it up at Dan Strauss, everyone. Now we got to do it again. Hold on.
Man.
Edit point. 3, 2, 1. Here's Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thanks so much, Frank.
How you doing, Dan? You're welcome.
Well, my daughter, Alyssa.
You have a daughter?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how much she weighed, and she's 20 right now. She'll be 20 in December.
Hold on. What you just did.
Oh, I threw that in.
No, you're stupid. Because nobody will hear.
Yeah.
We edited it out. So what they'll hear is, hey, here's Dan Strauss. Oh, you have a daughter? Yeah, and I don't know how much she weighed. And then people will be listening going, why would he say that?
Okay.
Because, see, they didn't hear what we edited out.
I got
you. So now we have to start over.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Eventually, we're going to be here till 9 o'clock at night.
Yes.
Just to get a three-hour show. Edit point. 3, 2, 1. And now here's Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thanks so much, Frank.
You're welcome.
My daughter, Alyssa.
Your daughter?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
She'll be on. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't know. I never mentioned it.
As a matter of fact, she'll be 20 years old on December 6th.
Wow.
So, but she was all excited today because this is her first time to vote.
Well, she should be.
And she got to the polling place. She got everything in the mail. She got this little voting card. And then she got that ballot. The mock ballot that has all of the things on it. So you can actually go through and figure out what you want to do before you actually get in the polling place.
I saw a guy voting in uniform, and he had a separate, different kind of ballot. And I said, why is yours different? He said, this is the ballot of the Green Beret. See what I did there? See, there was a song in the 60s, Ballad. Yeah, and I kind of played on that word.
That's great.
It went over a lot of people's heads.
Not the
very smart people.
No.
Go ahead, Dan.
So she gets up there. She said there wasn't any line. She walks up and she hands them her card and everything and an ID. And they said, we don't have you in the system. You can't vote. What happened was,
whoa,
down at SEMO, she was going to register online, and at the school there was some organization, we don't know who it is, don't know if it was League of Women Voters or what organization it was, but they were there saying, we're here to sign and register kids to vote down here. So she did that with them, and they said, you'll be registered, everything will be fine. So there's a bunch of kids that did this.
They lied to her.
They lied. They didn't get it in.
She needs to learn in college about life is that people lie to you.
They did not get the registration in on time. So
apparently she's registered, but it was after the deadline. So
yeah,
she's the next election.
So all excited and then couldn't vote.
Yeah, so she's registered to vote, but you can't vote. She can't vote for this election. And she was like furious.
She's going to really be furious if the results come in tonight and whoever she wanted to win lost by one
vote. I know. She was even saying something about the actual presidential election, saying, I'm not sure how much one vote counts because of the Electoral College. So she was going through all of that stuff. But when you get to the state level and you get to the propositions, all of those votes count. So.
Okay, but correct me if I'm wrong. It would count even with the electoral. If you're in a state where the Electoral College gives you a bunch of votes,
mm-hmm.
and you're not voting,
it would have to be decided by one vote, though, because most states there are only a couple that split up the electoral votes. Like for most states. It's the total. California, they get all 55 electoral votes for whoever wins the majority.
But doesn't that mean that, let's say Hillary, because in California, she probably will, if she wins most of the vote, then those electoral votes go to Hillary.
All 55. But some states actually split it up.
Okay.
Oh, wow. But she was really upset about it. So I told her, I said, talk to the college for one, because they're having these people come in and then register. And all these kids are thinking that they're registered to vote. A lot of them voting for the first time. And then they get to the polling place. She came home specifically to vote. And, she has a concert tonight that she's driving back to, so now she can't even vote. And she was, like, furious.
What I do? I'd quit college.
She was furious. Well, it wasn't actually the college, but it's whatever organization that they allowed to come in and tell these kids that they're registering them to vote, and then they don't get it in on time.
Already disenfranchised with the political system.
Yeah, the whole system's a pile of crap.
I was
going
to quit college, and then they kicked me out before I could even quit.
I know.
I couldn't even quit.
I know. And that's it. I just have...
It's actually not too bad, because Peon's right. Right away, she's getting a dose of how this works.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I told her, I said, the whole system is screwed up. Yeah. Everything is just a big mess, and it's going to continue to be that way until somebody
changes
it.
Nice, optimistic thing to tell her.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Anything else?
No. I do. I have one more thing.
Oh, my goodness. He does this all the time. Anything else, Dan? No? Well, yeah. I do have this one thing.
Well, I was
going to... Okay, good. We didn't close it, so go ahead.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I want to thank Trevor Nickerson, who used to work here and now works for the Blues. He sent me a video of Sandy and I on the Kiss Cam. Sandy and me on the Kiss Cam.
That is so...
From the other night at the hockey
romantic.
Game.
Romantic.
Oh, yeah. So thanks, Trevor.
How long did the kiss last? Like 2 seconds, or was it tongue in?
No, unfortunately, I watched it. I was
No, it was pretty long.
Yeah, they were. It was almost a makeout session.
Yeah,
you've been in a movie with George Clooney. You've been on Kiss Cam.
Yeah,
you're in a band.
When will it end?
My goodness,
I don't know. It's crazy.
It is crazy. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Peon, anything?
I do. Do you want me to?
Let's take a break.
Okay.
We'll take a break. We come back, and we'll see what Peon has to contribute. I have an opportunity now to sell a couple of cars. You know what would make me very happy, ladies and gentlemen, is if, let's see, it's 3:32, before they close, if two or three people went in and bought a car before the end of the business day today and said they bought it specifically because right now at 3:32, they heard me talking about John Landau. That would make my day. That would really make me happy, and it'll make you happy too, because if you've never had the Landau experience, then I can see why you don't like to buy a vehicle, because I have bought other places over the years, and I get that whole I can't stand to buy a car. Except I really don't get it, because even under the worst conditions, it's a challenge for me. I've always liked to buy a car, even if I'm working with a horrible salesman, terrible dealership. I like the experience, but it gave me a chance to go down the road and buy one and then bring it back and show it to the guy who was a D-head to me. And I've done that. I'm just that guy. I go, hey, look what I bought somewhere else. I don't think that happens at John A. Landau. I don't think people pull in there and go, oh, hey, Mr. Landau, come out here and I want you to see the Chevy I bought somewhere else. No. I would imagine other dealers have had people come in and say, look what I got at Landau. Look at the deal I couldn't get from you. And let me tell you about how I was treated, and I wasn't treated that way by you. A long time ago, I told a story. It was a friend of my wife's. She knew exactly what vehicle she wanted. She knew the color she wanted, the model. It was brand new. And she went to a dealership, and this is not that long ago, but it sounds like it's out of the 50s, and he said, why don't you come back with your husband? This woman is an executive who makes more money than her husband, and she actually asked him to repeat what she said. Say that again. He said, why don't you go get your husband and come back? She says, well, I'll tell you what, I'll leave, but I'm not going to get my husband. I'm not going to come back. She told the story to my wife, and we made that right, and it didn't take any time at all, because the people at Landau realized that I think the number, the statistic, is right at 50% of purchases of vehicles are made by women. So if there's still any dealer out there living in the Stone Age that tells a woman to go come back with your husband, wow, are you... You shouldn't be selling cars. You want a great experience? Johnny Landau Chevrolet. Right now, business is a little slow. It's a combination of the weather, I think, and this election. When this stinking election is over, maybe things will get back to normal. Let's pick that business up a little bit and show him the power of the AM and the PM audience. And I know you will, and I know they'll close out the month strong. We're not even halfway through yet. It's going to turn around and be a great month. It usually is at Johnny Landau Chevrolet. The Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Landau.com.
All righty, it's time to check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Oh, good afternoon, Dan. We have already some stop-and-go traffic on eastbound Highway 270 east of McDonald through Highway 170. Southbound 270, slow to stop-and-go Page down through Ladue. Slow pockets from Highway 40 down past Gordy Ferry. Westbound 44, the two right lanes slowing from Lindbergh down through Highway 270. And it looks like westbound Highway 40, we're slowing Hampton through McCausland. This traffic report, it is brought to you by CC's Pizza. Now at CC's, the fully loaded meat eater and supreme pizzas are guaranteed on the buffet, or they'll make them immediately. Pizzas loaded with flavor without the loaded price. Just five and change at CC's. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Green and tea.
The Tigers play here on KTRS.
This is Howard Richards. On Saturday, the Mizzou Tigers look to pick up a victory as they host the Commodores from Vanderbilt.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house!
KTRS coverage begins at noon, and the kickoff is at 2:30.
Listen to all the action right here on your home for the Missouri Tigers.
Touchdown, Missouri!
The Big 550 KTRS.
We are our Mizzou.
Are you tired of not seeing long-term results with trendy fad diets? Well, if you are, Seattle Sutton's is here to help. Since 1985, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating has been the best choice for healthy eating. And your best choice just got even better. That's right. Seattle Sutton's now offers delivery directly to your door. Lose the hassle of planning, shopping, and cooking, and discover freshly prepared, delicious, healthy meals. And with new menu items, the choice has never been easier. Lose weight without sacrificing taste, freshness, or variety. With no contracts to sign, what could be easier? Why wait? Visit SeattleSutton.com. That's SeattleSutton.com. Or call 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. It's your life, your health. Take control. Visit SeattleSutton.com.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time a good storm comes up, she says,
"Let's build a fire."
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that!
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood, but unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it.
Sure.
While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile.
Ah!
You know, the one that has spiders in it.
Ew!
Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
All right, let's talk refinancing. And, of course, you know I'm now going to talk about Stuart Rosenblum and Stuart's American Mortgage Corp. You can either listen to me talk about this or just pick up the phone now, because this was a reminder for you to call 314-324-4440. Why do it now? Well, interest rates are on the verge of going higher, and I don't want you to be the one to say, "Ah, if I'd have just called the last time Carney was talking about this." Hopefully this will be the last time. Call now and refinance. Lower your monthly payments. Get some cash back out of your house. Shorten the term of your loan. So many different advantages, but it all starts with a phone call from you to Stuart at no cost. The Bega loan has zero closing costs. 314-324-4440 or online at stuartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675699.
There have been a lot of opinions flying around about Amendment 3. And it's true that with every issue, special interests back both sides. But at the end of the day, I'm voting for my kids. I'm voting yes to Amendment 3. Missouri is near the bottom in the nation for providing pre-K. Amendment 3 fixes that. 20,000 kids get to go to pre-K for the first time. And the funds are only good for children and families. Missouri's kids need your help. Vote yes to Amendment 3 for their future and yours.
Paid for by Vote Yes on 3 for Kids, Mark Ellinger, Treasurer.
Quartz, not gallons or pints. We're talking about the stone.
Quartz. And it's not just for watch batteries. It can actually beautify your kitchen and bath and increase the resale value of your home. If you haven't seen the new look of Quartz countertops in person, what are you waiting for? With top brand names like Caesar Stone, Silestone, and Polar Stone in stock, E&B Granite has the absolute largest selection of marble look quartz in the region. Choose from over 100 colors and styles of brilliant quartz at the best prices in town. Visit E&B Granite today on Manchester Road near Hampton.
Ah, the sounds of silence. The kids are back to school, and now you can focus on your home appliances. Whether you're looking for a dependable front load or a top load high efficiency washer and dryer set to clean those filthy soccer uniforms, Appliance Discounters is a place to go for Samsung laundry sets. Or you may be in the market for cooking appliances or a refrigerator. Whatever it may be, when it comes to Appliance Discounters, we have you covered with 6 locations and Samsung kitchen packages at the lowest price, along with huge rebates. Visit us in store or at theappliancediscounters.com.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicholas with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call them at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, if you're a police officer or a firefighter, first responder, a veteran, or a senior citizen, that's a lot of people I just mentioned, you may want to get into a Meanies today, while there's still time, especially tomorrow, because tomorrow, the reason I said today, kind of scope it out, because tomorrow, Amini's is offering 10% off any regular prices on anything in Amini's for the people I just mentioned, police officers, firefighters, first responders, veterans, and seniors, 10% off. Now, we tried to give you an idea how much that is in savings. We used the example of the $700,000 handmade rug that's handing in there. And that was a bit extreme. So let's take something like a... let's take a pool table. Let's take a $2,000 pool table. They actually have pool tables for less than that that are slate tables. Well, let's take a $2,000 table. 10% off of that. Here's what you're looking at. You get $2,000. And then you get your police officer, firefighter, first responder, veteran, right. Senior citizen.
What are you looking for?
You get 10% off. Where have you been?
14,000.
10% off $2,000.
For
so you're saving
$842.
Yeah. Well, I got $842.15. Pretty close.
Oh, okay.
15 cents
oh,
more.
Yeah.
See, folks, that's what you're looking at. Tremendous savings. Just for being who you are. If you're a police officer, firefighter, first responder, veterans, seniors, 10% off. Please, when you go, take your family with you. You say, well, our kids are real young. They're six. Perfect. Take them. They're going to have a blast. I've seen really small, young kids in there, and they jump up. What's funny is to watch a kid jump in the seat of one of these arcade games where you're driving a car. They don't even start the game, and they think they're driving.
Yeah,
they,
yeah.
They turn the wheel, and they see something on the screen, and woohoo! And they're not doing anything. Yet, if the kid is older and wants to really play, they're all on free play. And then you're free to go upstairs and look at the Jaffe Lighting Collection. Or look at patio furniture, look at area rugs. My goodness, where do you see the area rugs they have? Machine-made and handmade area rugs. They're beautiful. And more of them than you're going to find anywhere else. Nobody has a selection like Amini's. And then, of course, home theater furniture. And then furniture for every room in the house, but not the furniture you're accustomed to seeing in your run-of-the-mill sort of average furniture stores. This is the best of the best because, as you know at Amini's, they do not sell junk. Every category, it's the best of whatever that is made in the world. Under the Copper Dome in Chesterfield Valley, A-M-I-N-I-S, Aminis.com. And now we continue the Burke segment here with his contribution is Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Over this past weekend, we went, I guess it was Saturday, we went to... New Haven, Missouri.
Have you ever been?
I've never been there before. It's a small little town along the river there. It's out 100 past...
It's out by Herman, right?
Washington.
Yeah.
Yes, it's in between Washington and Herman. Yes,
right.
On 100. And it was a thing called Firefest. I'd never heard of it before.
Is there an Old Haven?
I don't know.
If there's New, you'd think if there's New Haven... Well, you would. New Haven...
Was there Old York or
Old
Jersey? Yeah.
Was there Old Jersey?
Old
That's
Jersey.
A good point.
Old York.
But it was look at New Athens, Illinois. There's an Athens, Kansas. So this is New Athens, but here we pronounce it Athens.
Right. Exactly.
Old York.
It was a thing called Firefest. I had never heard of it before. It was Firefest.
Oh, fest.
Okay. Like a fest as in festival. And we went during the day. I think the point of Firefest was at night. It looked like they had a bunch of outdoor fire pits at night that they light up, I guess. So when you go through, you know, they had tents set up and booths and, you know, different food for sale. You know, just like a festival kind of thing. But on the way out there... We're driving along 100, and there's some, you know, it's some curvy roads.
I know it well. It's
yes.
Not far from my house.
But, they, of course, at this time of year, there are election signs everywhere.
You know, we need to come up with something that we say in unison, like when somebody says, however, we go, and let's show them how we do it.
For but.
And let's show them how we do it.
And there's always a however in life.
So if somebody says, but... We need to say something like, there's always a butt in your face.
A big butt in your life?
Or there's always a butt in your face.
Okay.
I like it.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Let's try to do that.
All right.
So, of course, this
time
of year.
Let's practice it now.
Okay.
Go back and say,
but,
and there's always a butt in your face.
Is it a big butt or butt?
It doesn't matter. It's just something stupid it will do. Add to the other stuff.
No, but I want to make sure that we're right. We're all on the same page. Are we going to say that there's always a butt in your face or always a big butt in your face?
I think it works better to just say, and there's always a butt
in your face.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Let's try it.
We have that. Oh, but.
And there's always a butt in your face.
Okay,
I like
good.
It. I like it.
There were election signs everywhere. And, of course, in the smaller towns, it's not just the main, you know, presidential candidates. It's all the small county things like
that. I don't think
like
you'd
that.
See Trump or Hillary in New Haven.
Oh, yeah. No, there were. I think it's probably most expected that once you get out in the rural areas, it's obviously more Trump signs. Okay.
And there's always a big butt in your face.
No, not big. We decided not to do big butt. And
there's always a butt in your face.
What is it with you having to say big butt?
I don't know.
He likes them and he cannot lie. So they have the smaller things, and this is the first time I had heard this was an electable position. I'm not sure why it is an elected position, but county coroner. There were two different guys running for the county coroner position, and I guess I don't know what county that is. Maybe I don't know. I don't know what county it is, but I don't know why is that a elected position?
Yeah,
why
isn't that decide, on? And how do you decide who to vote? Do you have to be a doctor to be a coroner? Doesn't
I don't
it have
know.
To be a doctor?
I have no idea.
See, I don't either. I just don't know why. For some reason, I think the coroner has to be a doctor. Because I'm not qualified to pronounce somebody dead. Isn't
well, I would think
you
would need some medical background, yeah, but I don't know if you necessarily have to be
thing.
An MD.
Why do you need, and the coroner pronounced him dead, why do you need a coroner to come in and pronounce somebody dead? If they're obviously dead as a doornail, couldn't somebody else go, yeah, he's dead?
Well, I think they also do. Don't they do the autopsies?
That's the medical examiner.
I have no idea. But yeah. I just think that...
So much we don't...
It was strange to me. I think that should be a position based more on merit.
Yes.
Than just an election.
Of an appointed position because somebody has some experience knowing who's dead.
Yes. No, that was just strange to me. And it's all... And it's... in those smaller towns, you see running for sheriff. Whereas in St. Louis, we don't elect our police chief. It's a position of merit, right?
Yeah, that is weird.
I just don't know where the lines are drawn.
There is a St. Louis City Sheriff? Did you know that?
No, I didn't know. Yeah. No, you did know that?
Yeah, I knew about the sheriff's office.
Does he have more power than the chief?
No.
No.
And you've never once heard or seen a newscast where the city sheriff arrested anybody.
All these lines are blank. So people have answers.
They know. They're smarter than
we are. Yes, we're idiots.
Does the sheriff's office in, say St. Louis, do they serve a lot of the papers?
Yeah, it's a lot of paperwork.
It's the sheriff's office.
It's a paper job.
Hmm.
But that's kind of frustrating. If I'm the sheriff of the city of St. Louis, I'd like to arrest people.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works. But yeah, so I can't remember the two guys' names that were running for county coroner out there. But good luck to both of them today, I guess. And then the last thing I have.
And who'd want that job?
Think about it.
What does that job entail? You get a call
especially
at 3 o'clock
rural
in the morning.
Like that.
Here, I'll simulate it.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah, Jim?
Yeah, what is it? 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, no, Jim, we got a bad car wreck out here. We think somebody's dead, but we're not really sure, and we need you to come out here and tell us if they're dead, because you're the coroner.
Oh, for goodness sakes. Okay.
There's your coroner job.
Last thing I have, the Rams, of course, lost again this past Sunday. They're now 3-5 on the year.
Yeah, it's going to get worse.
After starting 3-1.
I just got a text from the Rat in Lake of the Ozarks. He says, and he knows some stuff, he says, I think in some places a mortician can be a coroner. Well,
okay,
that makes sense.
That would
they
make
got
sense.
Experience with
You're
dead
right.
people.
So the Rams lost. They've gone from 3-1 now to 3-5. But I saw yesterday they've only had that was their third game, home game in the Los Angeles Coliseum. Already on StubHub and different ticket sites online, tickets were selling for under under face value.
Well, sure.
Already. Three games in.
They'll eventually be paying people to take the tickets.
They've waited 22 years to get their Rams back, and they're already...
They got them.
It's your problem now.
They're already aggravated.
Yes.
Yeah, I told you, I read that article in USA Today. They already can't stand Stan Kroenke.
Oh,
I
know. Well, yeah. They're getting a dose now, what we have to deal with. Yeah.
And they're yelling for Fisher's head, too, to fire Jeff Fisher and get him out of there.
So, yeah, it was good to see horrible things happening to them.
Those poor Rams fans in L.A.
Those poor six Rams fans.
Yeah, your problem now.
Those poor two guys.
You want to take a call or two real quick?
It is so great.
Sure. Let me look. I can check my screen. Let me see what I got on here. I had it on, my goodness, Larry. Yeah. In fact, we don't have a lot of time. I'll just give this. Most cell phones, star KTRS. How's that? Larry, how are you?
Doing great, Frank, AM and PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. You're going to enlighten us on this coroner thing?
They do that in my county, too. Out in Lincoln County, they have the same thing. I could never understand how you would vote for somebody like that. I mean, how do you judge merit on...
And our question, too, is what exactly does the coroner do? All I know is they pronounce somebody dead. What else do they do?
That's all I know.
Yeah. And I don't want that job. I don't want that job.
Oh, I would hate to have that job.
And who is it that they bring in the coroner to pronounce dead? Not everybody. There's no way that every... Look, my father-in-law passed away. My grandmother died. My mother died. No coroner came in, and they just said, hey, they're dead. So when is it that you have to have the coroner?
I guess it depends on where you're at and how that government's set up locally. I have no idea.
Yeah, wow, there's a lot we don't know.
On The Wizard of Oz, the county coroner came in and declared the Wicked Witch of the East dead after the house fell on her.
And
that's
I don't think they needed a coroner for that. If a house falls on you, you're dead.
Yeah, and her legs were just hanging out. That was it.
Is that a true story?
Yeah, that's a true story.
All right. Larry, thanks for calling. Basically, tell us.
Hey, Frank.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
This is a political question, but it's not dealing in politics. Okay. In radio, I've always wanted to know the answer to this question. When the political season comes up, the radio stations are inundated with all these political ads,
right?
Which might run, I don't know, 10, 12, 15 minutes an hour.
Right.
Now, do you push other advertisers back, or is your programming cut short to fill in all that time, or how does that work?
You know what? That's a very good question. And normally we run, I think the deal is, it's like 14 minutes an hour is commercials. How sad is that? A quarter of the hour is commercials. I got a feeling that this station and other stations open that up a little bit and add more commercials, because radio TV business, they don't like to turn down advertising dollars. I think we run more. I don't know the answer to that, but I can't imagine that we're going to push aside some InBev commercials or commercial for a car dealer where they pay more just so we can put a political ad in there. I think we add, but I don't know the answer to that because I'm not involved in that part.
We'll have to ask.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah, that I always thought that was interesting because something has to give to allow that much more time.
Watch this. Somebody from our radio station in sales, please call. This will be interesting because they don't listen to the show. Call us and tell us if we add more commercials or if we still maintain the same commercial load every hour.
We'll get somebody from another station calling us because they listen
exactly
to us.
Yeah, exactly what will happen. Every other station will call us. Yeah, but nobody in our place will be listening. Larry, we will get to the bottom of this. We'll find out.
All right, thanks, Frank.
Thank you, Larry. No, you're right. That's exactly what will happen. I can get John in here real quickly. John, how are you?
Fine. Thank you, Frank. I told Dan I'd be very quick. Okay. It's funny about whose qualifications count to be a coroner. And I don't know if you still get the newspaper.
I get the USA Today. I stopped taking the stinking Post-Dispatch a long time ago.
Okay. Well, there's the Parade magazine, and they asked this lady who's got a column in there. They said, if you couldn't do this or that, what would you be? And she said she would be a Supreme Court judge. You don't even have to be a lawyer to be a Supreme Court judge.
Now, that does not make sense to me.
No, it doesn't.
Well,
Because to be a judge, a regular judge, you have to be a lawyer. But to be a Supreme Court judge,
you do.
Well, no, I mean, this was in the paper, and I guess it's true. Who knows?
So what are the requirements to be a Supreme Court?
There are none. Just, you know, she's Marie, what's her name? Vos Savant or whatever. But
Marilyn Vos Savant,
So she says, oh, I would rather be a Supreme Court judge because there are no requirements. You don't even have to be a lawyer.
Well, to be a
coroner, I could go in and tell you if somebody's dead for a coroner.
That's news to me. I always thought Supreme Court to justice had to be a lawyer.
All righty.
We learned something again. Thank you, John.
Thanks.
The Learning Show.
Mm-hmm.
That is a surprise, though. There was talk that maybe President Obama would end up on the Supreme Court, but he is a lawyer, isn't he? To get the
His wife is, I know.
I think he went to law school. What do we know? We don't know. Let's do some business. Let's talk about, I'll just pull something out of the air. Ballas Dental Care. How's that? I've been going there for 43 years, 43 and a half years, 43 and a half years ago was my first appointment. I'm going to guess it was a cleaning and a green light, everything is okay. I say that because that's what most of my appointments have been. Been lucky that way. Some people have what they call soft enamel. The enamel is soft, and therefore your teeth can chip, it can wear down. Some issues with that. I've never had that problem. I never needed braces, really. I've had what most people have had, because I grew up as a kid but before there was fluoride in the water. So I had cavities, and they used to put silver fillings in. Ballast Dental Care, over the years, they removed silver fillings from my mouth that were put in there when I was a kid as recently as 6 or 8 years ago. Because now they've decided that silver, that's not good. That's not good, and I don't know why. They get in your bloodstream or whatever, so they're taking that stuff out, and they're replacing it with, in many cases, porcelain fillings, which look fantastic because they're the same color as your teeth. You know, when somebody used to open their mouth and they had like 6 silver fillings, all you could see in there was, it looks like they ate a silver sandwich for lunch or something. Everything is better now. Everything's better. The equipment is better. But what's not better at some places is the chairside manner. They still don't know how to make you feel comfortable while you're at the dentist. Well, guess what? I know who does. Ballast Dental Care. And I have no intention of going anywhere else. I will go there until I drop dead, as long as they'll be there for me, and I think they will be. They're at the corner, not coroner, but the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. And their website is ballastdentalcare.com. Don't go away.